Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to another episode of Jamming with Jason. Hey, today I am going to talk about something that is very childish, crayons. So we're going to talk about pink and orange crayons in particular, and you're going to find out exactly why, because using something childish like this is a way for us to talk about something that is very adultish, which is about some of the choices that you make and the fact that life is choice. So hang around, and here comes the episode right now. You are Jamming with Jason Mefford, where you hear inspiring interviews with some amazing people. Some are famous, some may seem ordinary, and they are all doing extraordinary things to positively change the world. Sometimes it's just you and me having an intimate and authentic conversation about how you can change the world around you and rewrite the story of your life by being more authentic, accepting and loving yourself more, and spreading love to others. Since really, all you need is love. And what the world needs now is love, sweet love. We discuss all aspects of self-improvement, growth, and so much more. Great content, insightful advice that's practical and helpful to anyone that listens. You're always eager to come back for more and share with your friends and family, since you learn something in every episode. So sit back and enjoy the easy listening while you feel seen and heard in this informative, authentic, and entertaining podcast. Now, let's roll that beautiful podcast footage. All right, so today I want to talk about crayons. Crayons. And you might be sitting there saying, why are we talking about crayons? That is so childish, Jason. Well, exactly, because it's so childish. It's a way for us to talk about something that is very grown up, very adultish. And for all of you that are out there trying to adult, you'll see what I mean. Now, the title comes from a talk that I heard given many years ago, and I'm going to get into that in just a minute. But before I get started with that, another thing that kind of popped into my mind here is if you're wanting to relax, if you are wanting to practice being more mindful, a perfect way to do that is to color. And so actually pulling out some crayons, pulling out a coloring book, and just spending a few minutes, spend 10, 15, 30 minutes just coloring and focus on nothing but the coloring. And you will be surprised at how relaxed and present you feel. So there's just a little tip to begin with. And again, if you're sitting there thinking, well, come on, I'm an adult, I don't want to color Barney or unicorns, that's fine. They actually make adult coloring books now. So books that are made more for adults, so you can go and find those. I'm sure Amazon has it. They have pretty much everything. And if that's not even, if you want more of an adult coloring book, I bet there's probably erotic or really adult coloring books out there too that you could get. So anyway, that's a little tip before we get started. Now, I want to share this story with you. And again, this was something that I had read in an article probably 30 years ago. Okay. And so this is a story that has stuck in my mind for the last 30 plus years. And I keep coming back to it at different times in my life. And so it was an article that was written by a lady named Janet Lee. And she was telling the story of a couple of her kids, right? And so these are some stories from her kids' life. And I can kind of relate to it, obviously, since I've been remembering this for the last 30 years. It's something that means something to me, right? And so hopefully, again, it will mean something to you and you'll be able to learn the lesson from this particular story, okay? So the first one is about her daughter. And so her daughter was very smart little girl. Learned to read, I think, when she was like 3 years old. I mean, before she even went to kindergarten, she knew how to write her name, knew how to read, do all this kind of stuff. And so Janet takes her daughter to kind of the, I don't know what you call it, you know, where you go and meet the teachers kind of before you start your kindergarten year. And the teachers are kind of assessing each of the kids to see how much they know, to know where to place them in which of the classes. And so she goes in, and so Janet's sitting there off to the side. Her daughter goes up to the teacher, and the teacher starts asking her some questions. Okay. So she's asking her some questions and just trying to assess this girl's intellect, skills, things like that, right? So that they know what she's coming into in kindergarten. And so, you know, Janet related, you know, the teacher, one of the questions that she asked was, okay, honey, here's a box of crayons. Pick your favorite color crayon and write your name for me. And when Janet heard that, she was like, oh, you know, proud mama moment, right? Where she's like, oh, my daughter knows how to write her name. This is going to be no problem. And she sat there and watched while her daughter just stood there frozen and did not do anything. And so the teacher, you know, could tell that she was a little disturbed and said, you know, it's okay, honey. Just pick your favorite color crayon and write your name for me. And the girl still just stood there, didn't move, didn't do anything. And so finally the teacher was like, okay, well, don't worry, honey. When you come to kindergarten in the fall, we'll teach you how to write your name. Okay. So the girl walked away. The teacher was left to believe the girl did not know how to write her name. Okay. And so on the way home, it really kind of confused Janet because she's, you know, she knew that her daughter knew how to write her name. And so she just asked a question. She said, honey, when the teacher asks you to pick your favorite color and write your name, why didn't you do that? And her daughter turned to her and said, well, mommy, she said, pick my favorite color. And there was no pink crayon in the box. Okay. She told me to pick my favorite color, and there was no pink crayon in the box. Okay, so that's why we're talking about pink crayons. And I had to throw orange in there because orange happens to be my favorite color. Okay, but I want to ask you, right, how many times do you come up to make a choice, and just like that little girl, you look down and you're like, nah, damn it, there's no pink crayon in the box. So because there's no pink crayon, I am not going to make a choice. And so you just stand there, or you stay frozen, or you wait, and you wait, and you wait, and you wait, because you're waiting for the pink crayon to come. Because for you, that's the right decision, okay? Well, a lot of times in life, what we think is right is not right what is in front of us. It is not one of the things that we have to choose from. So are you the kind of person who is concerned about making what you think is the right choice and are going to wait and wait and wait until that right chance, the thing that you think is right, is going to show itself to you? Or are you going to make and do the best you can with the choices that are placed in front of you? Okay. Now, when I was a little kid, my parents took me to church all the time, and we went to this primary Sunday school kind of thing, right? Where we would sing and do a bunch of things like that, right? And I was raised Mormon, and so in the Mormon religion, if you're familiar with it, one of the sayings that they have is choose the right. And so it's, short for CTR, right? Choose the right. And that was a song that we used to sing, right? Choose the right when the choice is placed before you. Okay. And I think a lot of times as adults, we are taught that we have to pick the right thing. Okay. And we get so concerned about making the right choice, or what we think is the right choice. And by doing that, we never end up making a choice, because that pink or orange crayon just isn't in the box. So what if instead, or how would your life be better if instead of waiting for that optimal, quote unquote, right thing to come along, what if you just make a choice? Just make the best choice you can today based on what's in front of you, right? How much different would your life be? Because here's what I got to tell you, right? Is we get indoctrinated and told that we have to make the right choice. And it feels like we have to live with every one of our choices for the rest of our life. And so we get all concerned, we get all worried about making a bad choice. And because we're so worried about making a bad choice that we have to live with, we just don't make any choices. Now, that's kind of stupid, right? That's letting life pass you by. What if instead you make the best choice you can based on what's available? And hey, you know what? Tomorrow, if you change your mind, you can make another choice. Did you realize that? If you make a choice, you don't have to live with it for the rest of your life. Now, I understand, I get it, that a lot of people think, no, once you've made a choice, you have to live with that for your whole life. So once you decide to become a lawyer or a CPA, or a doctor, then damn it, you've got to be that for the rest of your life. You don't have another choice. Well, you do have another choice, right? You can always make a different choice. Okay? If you choose to marry someone or to get into a romantic relationship with someone, because you made that choice in your 20s, does that mean that you can't ever make another choice? You can't choose to no longer be with that person because you've grown apart? Of course not, right? I mean, we understand that there are things like that where sometimes relationships don't work out and we have to choose and do something different. And that's okay, all right? So that's the one part that I wanted to talk about, right? Is are you limiting yourself because that pink crayon isn't in the box and you're just determined, or maybe stomping your feet like a little toddler until you end up getting, somebody gives you a pink crayon, right? Now, the other side of it, and another story that Janet told in this article that I read, was about her son. And I could really relate to this story as well, because, when I was growing up, I loved playing basketball. And so my parents put in a basketball hoop, and every day after school, I would go outside and I would shoot baskets, and I would, I would sit there and envision myself playing in the NBA, playing basketball in the NBA. And I know, especially for those of you that are men, many of us had that childhood dream of becoming an NBA player if you happen to like basketball, or maybe it was football, the NFL, whatever it was, right? Whatever sport it was that you happened to love. And so I would go out and I would shoot baskets every day. I'd practice my dribbling a little bit, but again, I was by myself. So it was just me So really the main thing I could do was just dribble and shoot baskets, right? And so I got pretty good at it. I got pretty good at basketball. But as I was growing, an interesting thing happened, right? Is that, you know, for puberty, boys grow at different times. And so I was probably at about 13 when all of a sudden I had this huge growth spurt. And I jumped up to like 5'9", which is how tall I am now, right? And so for about a year in school, I was one of the tallest boys. And so for that year, it was great playing basketball, right? Because I was one of the tall kids. The problem was I stopped at 5'9", and everybody else kept growing, right? And so, you know, for at that point in time, you know, I had to start looking at if that was the right thing for me to do. Now, back to Janet's story. Her son had the same kind of view that I did, right? He wanted to be an NBA player. He wanted to play basketball. And the same thing, he was vertically challenged just like I was. Now, at that point, we can choose to persevere or we can choose to change direction. Okay, we can choose to persevere or we can choose to change direction. Now, you know me, I'm a positive thinker. I believe in manifesting things. And if I really, really, really wanted to manifest being an NBA player, I probably could have done it. Chances very slim, probability very low, right? But I would look at people like Spud Webb. It was only 5'6". He played the NBA, right? But he was also black and he could jump a lot higher than I could, right? Or I'd look at other people, maybe like John Stockton or some of the people who were maybe only an inch or two taller than me and thinking, well, hey, you know, maybe I could be a point guard. And if I worked really, 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 really hard and I was really, 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 really lucky, I probably could have played in the NBA. But it would have taken a lot of time and effort on my part. And so I had to decide to give up, right, what I had as my childhood dream for something else. Now, it doesn't mean that I couldn't have accomplished it. But there comes a point when you have to decide as well, do I want to continue to persevere? Or is it okay for me to change direction and to make a different choice, right? Because when I was 13, I really wanted to play basketball. That was the choice I was making. That was the choice for why I would go out every day after school and I would shoot baskets for an hour, right? That was what I was choosing at the time. But then I chose something different. Right. I realized that that probably wasn't the best thing for me. And so I chose to change direction. So I want to ask you, right, are there certain things in your life where maybe you've been persevering, but really it's time to move on? It's time to turn the page. Right. I had a previous episode called Turn the Page, you know, about the Bob Seger song. That I love. I love that song. And, you know, there comes a point in our time, in our lives, when sometimes it's just better to turn the page and to move on. Roll with the changes, as REO Speedwagon would say, right? And it doesn't mean that you're a failure. It doesn't mean that you made a wrong choice. It just means that now you are choosing something different. And that is okay. Right? So are you persevering in a relationship maybe that you know has been over for years, but you're saying to yourself, you know, no, I'm a nice person. I have to stay in this relationship, right? But you know in your heart that it's not the right thing and it's time for you to move on, right? Can you have the courage to make that change, right? Maybe you have an addictive personality. Right? Maybe you drink too much, you smoke too much, you do drugs, you have an anger management issue, right? And you may be sitting there thinking, well, that's what I've chosen to do, and I can't make another choice. Well, what if you could make another choice? What if you could choose to give up whatever that addictive behavior happens to be? If you want to, you can choose to do that, right? And so, you know, again, I mean, sometimes it's, and I'm talking from personal experience, and I'll probably get a little bit more personal on some future episodes here about some things that I've been dealing with, right? Because again, as we start to question and we start to think about it, I'm a very committed person. And a lot of times when I make a decision, come hell or high water, I'm going to make it work, right? I'm going to keep persevering. But there's been different points in my life when I've had to stop and say, well, is it really worth it anymore? Is that really what is going to make me happy? Am I happy now? Do I know it's time to move on? Is it time to give up that childhood dream and choose to serve the world a different way, right? If you hate your job, right? Is it the job or is it you? I don't know, right? Those are questions you have to ask yourself. But just because you made a choice in your 20s for your profession doesn't mean that's what you're stuck in doing for the next 50 years of your life, right? You're able to make other choices. So again, today, talked a little bit about some childish things, crayons and playing basketball. But I hope you can see that it's about a lot bigger adult topic that we are all dealing with. I deal with it, you deal with it, the people all around you deal with it as well, right? So are you going to continue to try to make the right choice, or are you just going to make the best choice that you can with what's presented to you and realize that you can make another choice in the future? Are you going to sit there and stomp your feet like a little toddler because the right choice isn't presented to you? Or are you going to move forward and make a choice anyway? You know, if you've been persevering and you're feeling like it's time for a change, for a different choice, are you going to have the courage in order to make that different choice? Because I will tell you, there are consequences with choices, right? And so if you choose to get out of a relationship, if you choose to leave your job, if you choose to move, if you choose to get rid of an addictive behavior, there are consequences for those choices. Now, some of those consequences are great. Some of them, not so good in the short term, right? But are you willing to maybe have a little pain, have a little challenge in the short term when you know that in the long term, it's for your benefit? I don't know. I don't know if you're going to do that. I'm just here preaching it today because, again, as I said, as I've gotten older, that story keeps coming back to me that I talked about before with the pink crayons, because sometimes I find myself either not moving or stomping my feet like a toddler, and I just have to remind myself, Jason, stop it. It's time to move on. It's time to make a different choice. It's time to move forward, right? One of my favorite lines is from a Supertramp song, and it said, if I never look behind me, my troubles will be few, right? So if you decide to make a different choice, don't look back, just go forward, and your life will be so much better. Because again, life is choice, and if you're not making choices, you're probably not living. So, have a great rest of your week, and I will catch you on the next episode. See ya. And that's a wrap. Thanks for listening. The fact that you listened to this entire episode means you got value and others will too. Do me a favor and leave a 5-star review with comments and then share with others. You can also check out all of my videos on my YouTube channel and my website, jasonmefford.com. This podcast is primarily for education and commentary and does not represent professional advice. Views and opinions expressed on this show are that of the individuals and not of their respective organizations.